Alone again in the bathroom, I blinked and looked down at my fingertips, now as dusty as the mirror had been. Cold water, Gwen. Splash some cold water on your face. I reached out, twisted the sink's tap. Water trickled out in a slow, stuttering sputter. I ran my hands, palms up, under the stream, rubbing them together until the grime and muck were rinsed away. I shut my eyes. The tap whistled and whispered, spouting a thin river into my cupped palms. I breathed in, out. The faucet hiccuped. My eyes flew open. The faucet issued a quick, shallow belch, and the stream of cool water was staunched. What? That half-formed thought was all I had time for. The pipes leading into the wall clanged and trembled, sending another cough through the mouth of the faucet. The tap began to run again. This time it was hot, scalding, searing, and it was red. I gasped and pulled my hands back to my chest, cupping them against my body. I was so horrified by the grotesque torrent spurting out that my brain barely registered the pain. The water, the water. The water rushing from the tap was red. Red, thick, and rusty. The water spurting from the tap was red and rusty as an infected wound, and my hands, which had been submerged in it, had erupted in angry, swollen gunshots? Blisters. What, when, how? I couldn't know, I couldn't say, but I did know, again, still. I wasn't alone. I wasn't. No matter what half-hearted reassurances I'd made to Luke or to anyone else, I knew the truth. I wasn't alone in Amity. Someone, something was here with me. Lurking in the fault line of the mirror, maybe, or maybe stirring now, eager to escape. She was shot in the head. The head. The head. The head! I clasped my blistered fists together and swallowed down a scream.